house tonight. Did you stay in the
Yeah, I stayed. What you got?
Yeah, I stayed in the
Probably bet tonight as opposed tomorrow.
We don't Saturday.
You what?
We don't Saturday.
No, we don't. Friday, Saturday and Sunday off.
You're Friday, yeah?
I work in the days off.
Where the reports?
What?
So don't give me where the reports.
This time I'm awfully nice. Betty booked me today.
Where?
The original story.
What did it make?
In the Star.
How big?
8 pars.
8 pars?
Yeah, I think it's ours. I think it was someone's remembered on the news just because a bloke got sacked from his job. Had a Betty Boop tattoo. And that's big. You know how they sort of
like
layout there.
Dots.
Like,
and then I did send it out again on Monday.
We sent that again on Tuesday.
Did we?
No, for the newer story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday. No, Tuesday, yeah. We sent that again yesterday, the original story.
Which one?
The one about that bloke living with her.
Did you?
I think we'll send out on Sunday, I mean, I'll make the Sunday spoil.
Send the original one out as well. Combine the two and send them out.
We're not sure yet, but last night, the first CD we played, Crown of the Century by Supertramp, right?
Yeah.
We're in the kitchen having tea. It's going on for your song, it's like, scratched right across the CD.
It's a scratch?
Well, it just went straight across the CD now,
flipped
record inside seconds.
Could be a CD, mine.
Well,
we think it is
the CD.
You'll find it is, because mine
does
that. You can
make 3 other CDs afterwards, and they all work.
Mine does that, mate, don't worry about it. What you'll find, if you clean your CD, the actual CD, it's the CD, with a soft cloth, just breathe on it and wipe it down, you'll find it'll work.
I thought it was pretty, ironic that we were playing Crown of the Century by Supertramp, and I just got this bloody knocked off hi-fi off you, and the bloody tape, the CD wasn't working.
I'll tell you what it could be as well, because you've got to remember that CDs use lasers.
I think it's a CD because
it will be, mate, because my CD used to do that. I've got one CD that every time I put it on, it speeds up really, really fast and it jumps to the next track and does the same then.
Whistle to that.
You can't, women can't.
Why can't women whistle?
I don't know.
I can sometimes.
It's meant to be said to do their lip structure or something.
I do like a couple that I can't
go
whistle
on.
A tune.
Whistle's a tune, go on, try. Nick Green's struggling as well. Oi, girly lips. Girly lips. Girly lips, Green.
I find it quite easy to get
Green. Don't we all, Nick?
Giant!
You up, mate? A pause in Betty Boop.
Yeah,
that
was.
It's all Ferguson.
He says so.
Betty Boop made 8
pounds.
Where?
Star, mate. What? What's that? Got a story come through. Blake's been sacked from his job for having a tattoo. Betty Boop.
No, the cult case.
Which one?
Any of them.
I had it to make it today in the Times.
What's it making today?
So, Anne, you got a byline, by the way, in today, yesterday. In your court case. Why'd you bring it down for today?
It's all Ferguson, it's Ferguson.
Speeding, slowly, mate. It was on the last thing on the R&B. It's on the R&B.
Sorry?
20 from Boots.
I'll probably be alright, I should say, thanks.
That was it. Seen walking through the streets earlier this morning.
What, man or woman?
No.
Orion News Team publicity stunts. Put in news team stunts.
Described him as a victim of the whims of American foreign policy.
The Birmingham man is to be sentenced today after pleading guilty to 11 counts of cruelty to his own dog. The court heard how Barry Hentworth kept his dogs in appalling conditions. The maximum penalty for doing the offences is a 6-month prison sentence. A black country man has been killed after being hit by a car in Wolverhampton. 50-year-old Richard Sinkoza from the Belfry in Perth, Wolverhampton, was hit by a car being driven by 39-year-old Neville Bosworth in the Houston area of the witnesses to the accident. The Middle East peace talks in Washington were threatening to create a new political crisis for the Israeli government and force an early general election.
One of the two far-right
parties in the government, which provided Yitzhak Shamir with his parliamentary majority, the third is on national television when the cabinet meets on Sunday. The second party seems certain to follow suit. Reporting from Jerusalem, with Alex Murdy.
The Shamir's government is the most right-wing in Israel's history, but even the small steps it has taken towards compromise with the Palestinians are too much for the two ultra-nationalist parties who are pulling out at the mere mention of the Washington peace talks of the word interim self-government arrangement. Rehavam Zeevi of the Meletz party said that would lead to autonomy, to a Palestinian state, and to the destruction of Israel. His resignation to be approved by his party this morning, and that of the Tahir party decided last night, will deprive Mr. Shamir of his majority. His aides say he'll probably resign.
The weather, cloud will remain in most places today, and any remaining misty patches will gradually clear, but it will remain hazy with fog over the highest ground. The top temperature is around 5 degrees Celsius. You're listening to BBC Radio WM News with the time at 7 minutes past 9.
The Breakfast Show.
When is that a story? Somebody having a dog visitor in hospital.
Good morning to you. If you just tuned in, I'm pleased to have you. If you go and spend a couple of minutes this morning, those chocolate bars, Time Out by Cadbury's, the new bar,
is
which
really
launched in the middle of sometime in the autumn, I think we should say, are
very
absolutely
similar to
delicious.
Like a
absolutely
chocolate running through
the cat
the I'll show them
up,
they'll send us.
That'll be a winner,
Cadbury's. Well,
let's blow my diet this morning. Someone's going to be bringing apples in and eating them at 6:30
in the morning,
and so I shan't eat anything else until 4 o'clock, is it? Oh,
well.
It's very painful. Yes, what could it be, Eileen? Good morning.
Good morning,
Ted. Oh, my
God.
That's all. I'm talking
about
my chocolate.
You're stupid, aren't you?
What?
You're doing it yourself.
What?
Well, bringing the apple in and eating it, and then eating the chocolate bar. You're an absolute, you're completely ruining anything you've done with your apple.
What's your surname, Pat?
Cool.
Spell it.
He just said, what was that? What's the dog cases on today? And he said, well, they don't make anyway, does he?
Drum, go up, no. Drum, drum, D. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. That's an unusual name.
Whatever you say, I've got a good one of your
head. Thanks, you keep battling. It's good to have you on the programme.
All the best, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Okay, I'm
to say the least, it's very painful. It's sport. It's 021. 432.
So.
And hold on in there, bud. Hold on in there. I know it's painful. I can tell you, I know. Yes. Well,
so you lost two pages of news on Fergie. A splash, they're on page 45. One from yesterday.
What?
They found 180 pictures of her and some hunky Canadian on holiday, hunky tattoo on holiday in 1990.
There's one on page 5 of the Post with the list.
It's a national tale, isn't it?
What?
It was known about a year ago that they were going to bump the price up on karaoke's. So people, thought it was going to really kill it.
Did it make it?
I think so, but it also says, I mean, by all means do, but there's a quote in here that says, I mean, it's a Home Office ruling, which is allowing local authorities to raise the fee. Coventry did it yesterday.
It's not tennis elbow, Achilles tendon, full ligaments, crap, broken leg, pulled muscle, hamstring, cartilage, broken ankle, a sprain.
No, a sporting injury. You'll hear about it all the time.
Alf, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Tony.
Yes, sir.
And you're dead what mine, what I put my cartilage operation.
I'm awfully sorry, not the answer.
Yeah, very painful, I can tell you that.
Sure? Okay, I'll
right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joyce is in some cold. Good morning, Joyce. No? Are you there, Joyce?
Morning, Colin.
Good morning, dear.
I think someone's just had mine. I'll just say I'm trying to do it.
No, not really.
Someone's had mine.
Okay, Joyce, good to talk to you. All the best to you. Have a good day. John Evans is in Westfield. Morning, John.
Morning, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I think it's a full hamstring.
No, sir, it is not.
Okay.
Oh, dear me. Thank you very much.
Bye.
It's a sporting injury.
That's much.
Well, essentially, a sport is we talk about it regularly on the sports programme. The hamstring, ligament, cartilage, tennis elbow, Achilles tendon, the cramp, broken leg, full muscle, hamstring,
all of athletic.
Cartilage,
sure.
Broken ankle.
Oh, what did they do? Did they? They didn't watch the highlights later on. I just saw the Leeds Man U game.
Traffic on the M6 southbound is quite a bit now, although it's still slow moving between.
Hey, you did look a good player, that
Nugent.
Nice touch,
yeah. Nice touch,
yeah. It's slow.
On the northbound side, it's a bit rubbery around Junction 8 of the M5 link. In Smartbrook, Walford Road is closed between Golden Hillock Road and Fallows Road. Diversions in operation, expect delays in the area. In Kings Norton, Middleton Hall Road has a one-way system. Those of you going towards Cottridge from Northfield will be diverted by Northfield Road. Resurfacing work in Church Road, Northfield.
You know, Wolves are only 3 points behind Derby now.
In the rush hour. In Sutton Goldmere Road has temporary traffic lights at Jockey Road, expect delays there. Newton Road in Great Bar is down to one lane in each direction for a half-mile stretch between Jay Shaw Avenue and Pear Tree Drive. And long-term sewer works are still affecting the A41 Bilston Road in Wolverhampton with temporary traffic lights. Corwick Street and Commercial Road are still closed. That's all from me for today. Barbara Burrows, West Midlands Police Headquarters. Well, a bit of good news, the A442 between Kidderminster and Bridgnorth at Shatterford, that is now clear. It has been blocked.
What do you reckon, Titch? Do you reckon it was a penalty when Chapman got
Bridgnorth now
open? I say not. I say it would have been harsh to give it.
Sounds like Birmingham, the year-long music festival is now underway.
I say he went up just to frighten him, and, but I don't reckon he went up to deliberately shove him out of the way.
Brilliant goal, man.
Rich, fact is, he should have fucking...
That cross by Gee. Right on his head. That Williams was shite. You can always tell the shit reserve players when they come into sight. That bloody Williams bloke in the midfield. I couldn't believe how many Chapman was missing though. Yeah,
I fucking won the Palace, they cleared off a line. That was fucking amazing, though. It was a good cross, though. Look off, Tony!
Yeah, very good late time, Tony.
No, exercises. David, thank you for your call.
I'll
come back
tomorrow. Bye, Johnson. I don't
know why I bother doing it. Schedule. First time caller, the first time writer.
You remember the birthday?
Yes, yes, good, good. Okay, good.
I saw the fog at Central last night. It's back, wasn't it?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Hi, Marie, good morning.
Oh, Ricky, who's your father?
Marie Callahan.
Hey. You're a five, I remember that Cindy Betty said Leeds would win all three games again.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brett.
Yeah, you're going to be a tenner at all. When are you going to play the tenner?
End of the season.
When it's mathematically impossible for West Ham to win the league. When
I think it might be now, actually.
Might be.
Probably is.
No, it won't be yet. It's impossible in every other way, but
only a supreme dickhead.
No,
only a supreme bigger dickhead with Bet.
Yeah.
Bet on one side, give you Liverpool Man U every other first side. That was the craziest bet I've ever known.
Okay.
I just couldn't believe my ears when you started saying, tenner, West Ham will win the league.
Okay, that's a bit off my head, don't we, buddy?
See this book that we done to a porn bitch that be in a scene in which she gets raped.
She's not rich. She's just a clever woman. She's going to earn a hell of a lot of money.
Tell me about that.
Yeah?
What?
Right, so she's not clever earning money, rich?
Hey?
It's not rich. And it's really clever to earn on this board, but I'll do it then, Nick. She can wear anything and carry it off. It's just a bitchy American because somebody dresses, you know, with a bit of individualism. PA bleeped me the other night, just as I got home. It was a night of first night of the Durant case. Bleep went off. Tiny centimetre. Marked a picture. You know, any chance of a picture? So I left it off an hour ago. I said, oh, look, mate, this £300,000 house, have you got it? I said, oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't do that. I've been tied up doing other things. Central last night.
Yeah.
That fucking bizarre woman with all her pets.
It's time to come together.
I'd be with two parts.
Is it difficult to get bits of old tackle and put into these boxes? And is it all a witch noise?
It's fucking
only,
winter.
Only half caught it. I'm trying to turn it over. Looked at Midland today. When I turned back, it was halfway through that. I'm not really sure what it was about.
Basically, she's a fucking nutter. She's been forced out of a council house. It's not surprising. Did you see it? And she's trying to find somewhere, someone who'll let her live at their place with 47 pets. And she'll pay her a board and do the housekeeping.
Who's going to allow her to move in with 47 pets?
What's her name? Bob Warman turned around and he says, at the end of it, he says, don't know which it won't take.
I mean, what I'm looking at now, I mean, what's the theme of that? Bear in mind, Butler doesn't know one end of a fish from another.
Well, the theme of that one, Tony, is all about the fish called a grayling. Grayling is the fourth game fish, and they're very, very good to eat. And a lot of people like it.
God's not found yet.
So what I've done is I've taken a Gordon Angus tackle box.
I don't know what it is about your name, Frank, here that today like, but there's fishing bar lines on your stuff.
Yeah.
Today, isn't it?
Well done. dog walking, horse riding, shagging with different men, yes. Fergie got it to health and success. Marry a prince and shag around.
Marry a prince and shag around.
Yes. An oil baron.
Terry, there's a few ideas in here that he was looking at.
Hey?
Oh, no, all that shit with Chris King. The head shaving, lads. Didn't you speak about this? Chris has put loads of ideas in here after reading through our back copy. Wants to contact the lads who are the head shaved so that they make them feel odd one out so we can see if we can get a picture of them all. But he said it's only worth it if they keep shaving their head so they can feel left out. He said the charity line isn't really a damn thing because you have to do it all the time. But if you keep shaving their heads, so they can make something go out of the mate on Saturday night. And he says the baby room at the nursery, the four members of staff, and all the babies will have to put the side of the expected about now. Flower. What's it called? The Cabbage Patch Kids. Surrounds horror puppets to help kids recovering from burns. Let's see if we can get a picture of the horror puppet for Simon Weston. This is if not, there might be a different picture with stronger chats. Simon Weston's a bit of a long shot. He says, when the Borough Council are actually a huge £20,000 over your head. He says, the Sharpshooters and Soft Scars have scored 100 goals in 10 games. So what?
It's ruined it, mate. Not unusual junior level,
how
did you expect? It's not unusual to get 12.
I told him that, I said if it was 1,000, there's going to be something different. Check them all out for him. So it's a very quiet morning. It's all before the people's in there. Coming down the evening now, coming in.
Mm. You've
seen that I got from that bloke? Case finishes today as well.
Morning.
Well, I've got to go.
Which one do you want?
And do the speeches, haven't I? To get the defence as well.
Where's court case finishes?
Back pain, lie detector, yeah.
Didn't they give the award it today?
I don't know, I reckon he might go away and think about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've got to get the speeches anyway. For the defence side of it.
Yeah.
Very
remember
that story I did on that detail?
Yeah.
Well,